Reasons for Optimism will be the theme of the June 12th educational sessions at Florida Citrus Mutual's annual conference in Bonita Springs. Mutual spokesman Andrew Meadows has the details.
We once again are holding our annual conference in Bonita Springs, June 11th through 13th. We expect another great crowd, probably about 700 attendees. Of course, Thursday's educational sessions will run from 8:30 to 12. They're usually a real primary event for us, and we draw about 350 people to it. This year's session is called Reason for Optimism. We really wanted to mix up some of the positive research going on right now with grower testimonials and real-life grove experiences. So we're going to take a look at what's going on with antimicrobials and antibacterials, Dr. Tom Turpin with the CRDF, as well as CRDF Chairman Tom Jerkins will give growers a look into that topic. We'll have a nice segment on heat therapies. Dr. Reza Esrani with UF, who's been the primary lead in that field, is going to tell us what's new, what's positive. And then to back that up, again, a mix of growers and researchers, we're going to have one of our board members who's a grower up in the northern central region, Rex Klontz, talk about his experience with heat therapy. He is making a major investment into a tent machine that would be able to tent large portions of grove. It has sensors. It has temperature gauges. It's very sophisticated prototype machinery, and he's going to give a nice PowerPoint slide on that and talk to growers about how that machinery can be constructed. We'll have a new rootstock segment by Dr. Jude Grosser, who we all know is the preeminent, one of the preeminent researchers on new rootstocks. There's certainly some positive news with HLB-tolerant rootstocks out there. We'll get a update from a couple of growers who are taking part in the Coca-Cola Minute Maid incentive, planting incentive program. And this is really positive. I was actually out in a grove that's a partnership between George Pantuzzo and the Becker companies. And he's got 1,700 acres planted right now. They're going to plant 800 more acres to get to a total of 2,500 acres. And it was very uplifting to visit that grove and see that certainly some companies and some growers are very much committed to investing in the industry. Rob Atchley, who's production manager at Duda, is also taking part in the program. Duda's planting several thousand acres, and he'll be a presenter and show lots of photos and give a lot of good information on what they're doing and why they see Florida citrus as a good play and a good investment in the future. So again, we're trying to mix up heavy research information with more in the field activities, and we certainly think that attendees will be interested and come away with a sense of optimism as they leave.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.